Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. Let's turn tonight to the book of Psalms 118 and verse 28. Psalms 18 verse 28. Psalms 18 verse 28. Praise the Lord. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight for the light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that that light will shine in tonight, shine into the hearts of men and women, and brighten them by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father, bless your word to their hearts tonight. Bless our gathering together. Bind every work of the devil and spoil his goods. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Now, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I take the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus' precious name. And I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want to continue on from this morning on our text. What we've been talking about is from 1st Epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 5. For God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And just in case I forget, George Sands' funeral is on Tuesday from Barnside at 3 o'clock. So anyone that would want to attend, Tuesday, Barnside, 3 o'clock. And I think George Sands was 83 years old, passed away. And I just continue to pray for the family. God will bless him at this time. Praise God. In Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us, if we just turned it for a moment, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And we know that this light is the light of the Lord. Glorious light. Now I want to read also from Revelation 21 verse 23. Just follow with me. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. So this light what we're talking about tonight, and I've entitled this The Chemistry of Light, we're just continuing on. This light is greater than any other light. There's no light can be compared to this light. This light's from the beginning, and before the beginning it still was. And before there was a sun or a moon, there was this light. And God is ultimately this light. Now tonight I want to talk about the shield Christ. Now you'll have to follow with me as I lay a platform for that tonight. But that'll be the whole thing I'm wanting to get to tonight. That our shield is actually Christ. Praise God. In the Lord Jesus Christ we have this provision fully made. Christ came into the world and partook of our human nature, and on Calvary satisfied the just demands of a holy God. And God's law. He fulfilled God's requirements and permitted the wrath of God and his judgment to be spent upon himself. And I'm glad he did. In other words, he retracted the justice rays. He reflected. You know, he took them. He took the justice rays. We talked about the justice rays this morning. And all of us would have been condemned and consumed by the justice rays of God. Only for the Lord Jesus Christ took them justice rays on the cross. So that all the judgment that was due me and you, and it was due us, because we were sinners by nature, we were sinners by birth. There's no good thing in any man, the Bible says, his heart's desperately wicked above all things, who can know it. But the Lord would have killed us and wiped us out. And he took them on the cross and retracted them off us upon himself and pleased the holy God. Of the God of light, that's the race he took them, the God of light. The lives of those for whom he died. Christ becomes in redemption what the envelope of air around the world is in nature. He is a mediator interposed between God and man to avert God's wrath and bring us into contact with God's perfect love. And if there hadn't been this mediator to divert these rays, just like we saw how the gas that God put in this planet mixed and produces this air we have that we breathe and live by, if that was taken away, we'd all die. But God made it there to be, to change the atmosphere and to make it that we could have breath, that we could live, that we are here. And Christ, as the mediator between God and man, diverted the death rays upon himself, off us. I thank God for that tonight. I want you just to read you a few scriptures to show you he's a mediator. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. For there is one mediator, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. One mediator. There's not two mediators, there's only one. One way and only one way. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 8 verse 6 says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, but how much more also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So all this, so many scriptures, I'm only reading you a few. So many scriptures that point to him as mediator. And that mediator stood between man and God. He became us. God took upon him a human form, a human nature. That was Christ. And God, through Christ, Christ died on the cross to divert them rays, them justice rays, so that they wouldn't come on us. One who intervenes between two, that's what he is. The sunlight without the interposing position of the earth would be our greatest enemy. Becomes by its passage through the air our life giver and benefactor. So the sun, which could be our greatest enemy, God has worked the gases on the earth and nature and the universe that it actually gives us life. But if that wasn't the case, we'd be all wiped out. And there's a judgment of God that must be met and has to be met. And if it hadn't been for the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be all wiped out. Woman said to me, "Of God, such a just God, wife, she named all these different ones that does all these evil things. Why are they still about?" And I says, "Woman, that's because of the blood of Jesus Christ." And I says, "You might think they're wicked and evil, but I says you're guilty of death yourself for all of sin and come short of the glory of God." Praise God. God has become the justifier of those who believe in Christ. God becomes our life giver and benefactor, the Savior. God is light and in him is no darkness. That's our text from the first epistle of John chapter 1 verse 5. Now I want to talk to you for a moment about this radium. I want you to listen to me carefully while I get to this thought I have tonight. I'm just laying this for it. And I had to write these things down. I could never remember all this, but I hope you can bear with me. One of the most concentrated forms of light with which man is familiar is in the radiation. Of the recently discovered elements of radium, the most powerful light known to mankind, radium light, is composed almost entirely of atomic rays. It is not visible and cannot be felt, and yet it is so powerful that an almost invisible particle of radium will emit enough chemical rays to cause certain death to anyone who comes in contact with it, though you can't even see it with your natural eye. It's so small, yet so powerful. I want you to listen to this. Again, we find that radium sends forth two kinds of rays. Rays that are deadly to living organisms, and rays that are very beneficial to living organisms. If a group of individuals each one of them, kill every one of them. The size of the end of a pencil would kill them all in this room here. Read him. That's how powerful it is. But listen to this. So powerful are these rays that exposure to them spells certain death. For 7 years, therefore, a search was made for an advocate shield. And there's where I'm getting to now about this shield. That would filter out the deadly rays and yet admit the rays which were beneficial in the treatment of disease. Finally, an element was found, and strikingly enough, it was one of the most common elements found in the world. Does anybody know what it is? Lead. Lead's a thing. And lead's a thing that a rich man can have with a poor man. Listen to this now. It was nothing else but lead. Lead is at the disposal of everyone, both rich and poor. If we put this radium, which is so deadly in its effects, in capsules of metallic lead, we find that most of the death-dealing rays cannot pass freely through because of the lead. We may now take the radium, which formerly caused death, and apply it to a cancer or disease of the skin or other parts of the body, and find that the element which before would have killed the victim now does just the opposite. It cures them and heals them. It kills the disease and gives life where only death was possible. So a thing that would cause death, when it's mixed with the right element, which is lead, now is a lifesaver. And you see, without Christ, it was death. Because there was nothing to divert God's justice wrath, judgment wrath. The wrath of God was on every man. The sentence of death was upon every man. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because God's a just God, every man would die if it had not been for Christ. So Christ came in the God in the form of a man. God tabernacled in the body. Condescended. God came down, lowered himself, lower than the angels, and went to the cross. And now the very thing that would cause death causes life. And there's life now for a look at the crucified one. And there's healing in the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to me while I read you from Exodus 33 verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This is Moses. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy of whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon the rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face thou shalt not see. We see how Moses presented his atonement of typical blood to the Lord on Mount Sinai, and God meets with him. And he has this wonderful experience with the Lord. Moses saw how this solution of gold was accepted. Here in our scripture we see a bold request. This is what Moses has asked. This is a bold request. I want to see you, God. Moses desired to see God's face. The Lord shows Moses in a type. And we too can only see God in Christ. That's how we see God. Though we don't directly can't go right to the sun, yet the rays of it, the light of it, the glory of it, we all have. And no man can see God and live. Yet we could look in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God was revealed in him, and live. And receive all them benefits. And this is what type, what Moses had here. Thou shalt see my back parts. Back parts can translate as afterglow. Listen to this. Thou shalt see my afterglow, but my face thou shalt not see. Now this rock is Christ. Amen. And God told Moses to stand on the rock, and from this we preach the rock is Christ, and we must stand upon the rock. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, you know, the rock. When Bob preached the sermon about the eagles, it was some sermon. And Bob said when them eaglets got a certain date, some other eaglet took, depending on the country where the eagles were. If it's Australian, they bet at the nest with kangaroo fur. Other places it would have been rabbit fur. But she took it all out. And as she took it out, they were left with briars. And the Bible says that the eagle stirreth her nest. And sometimes God stirs our nest. And we're on briars. Thorns. And we're on thorns. You won't stay in thorns long. No. You'll step out onto the rock. And sometimes God stirs your nest. And sometimes God removes the comfort. Amen. To get you out onto the rock. And you might wonder what's happening. But it's actually God that's doing it. And he tells a story about them eaglets. How they come out onto the rock. And they spent the first night on the rock. And he said it was uncomfortable on the rock. Cold on the rock. Uncomfortable on the rock. Wasn't like the nest. And he said the next morning the mother eagle would come down on the rock. And all them eaglets would jump in and run onto her and climb on her. Because they felt the comfort of their mother. And they were glad for the mother. And then when all the eaglets climbed onto the mother, up she went. Up into the heavens flying. And she got up high, she just turned over. And they fell off. And as the wee eaglets fell off, and they began to scream. And Bob says it so well, he says what them eaglets didn't know, that their mother could fly faster than they could fall. And she would sweep down under their little eaglets as they were falling, and she'd pick them back up on her wings. And carry them back to the rock. And he says, you know, now they've got back to the rock. They've had a real scare, a real fright. But now they're glad for the rock. And they say, thank God for the rock. Amen. The rock was uncomfortable, but thank God for the rock. And then he tells you how on the third time. She does it with him three times. And he says on the third time, when the mother eagle takes him up and she turns over and drops him off, she doesn't fly under them. She flies above them on the third time. And on the third time, when she goes above them, she no longer goes below the wee eaglets. She goes above the eaglets and she screams out. Like the Bible says, behold, and behold means look up. And she screams out to them eaglets a message, and they know it because they're baby eagles. And they look up at the mother's scream, and they see she has her wings out, and they decide we'll copy mama. And they put their wings out, and they learn to fly. And maybe tonight you're sitting in this service, I feel led to preach this.
Amen.
And maybe God stirred your nest, and it's uncomfortable. But God wants you to rely on the rock. And God wants to break your comfort zone. And he wants you to know that you too are an eagle. And God's given you a set of wings. And God wants you to fly. And if you'll just put your wings out, the little eaglets, when they put their wings out, the wind carried them. There was no effort. The wind carried them. And when we fall, as it were, on God, the Holy Ghost carries us. There's no effort. It's the Lord that does it. And here God hid Moses in the cleft of this rock. Let me read you this quotation tonight from Israel at Kadesh Barnea. On up they come into the smitten rock. Notice when they come to the rock they had need. Now Moses smote the rock with a rod. That's where we left off. Smote the rock with a rod. And the rod was God's judgment rod. And he smote the rock and there was a cleft in the left side of the rock. When the children of Israel got hungry, they went there. And a bee had got in there. and made a hive, and they got honey out of the rock. Everything they had need of was in the rock. The rock followed the church, and the rock was Christ Jesus. When they were thirsty, they drank from the rock. When they were hungry, they ate from the rock. Wherever they went, the rock followed them, and the rock still following the church. Christ is the rock. That was in the wilderness, notice then, and he's the same rock tonight. He's the rock. And God wants you to, your nest to be stirred, and as the eagles can stir the nest, they get you onto the rock. And God wants you to be depending upon the rock. And he wants you to come to the rock for your drink, and he wants to come to your rock for eat. Come to the rock, nowhere else. God wants you to mature and come to that rock. And he is that rock. And he wants you to come to that rock. I want to read you from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. So Paul refers back to this very rock, because it's a type of Christ. And that rock's Christ. Moses could not see God, but hidden in the rock of ages, which is Christ, he saw God. And the rock filtered out the wrath of God and allowed only the mercy rays and the love rays of the eternal God to pass through. He filtered it. Aren't you glad these rays were filtered at the cross? So that this death-destroying, death-consuming rays was dealt with at the cross, filtered through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we would have his mercy rays and his love rays and breathe the breath of life. We too need a mediator between us and God, and a shield between us and God. I want to read you Psalms 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So the Lord is your shield. The Lord's your shield. Shield from the trouble, a shield from the storm, a shield from the very darts of the enemy. The Lord is your shield.
Amen.
You know there's a portion in the Bible that talks to how they overcame the enemies. And the enemy was coming in against them, and the man of God said, shine your shields. How many knows that story? Shine your shields. And they lay back and they shined their shields, and when the sun come up, they rose up with their shields. And the brightness of the sun shone upon their shields and blinded their enemy. And God is your shield tonight, young man. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing the Lord? God wants you to shine your shield and hold up your shield. And all that comes about is for a reason and for a purpose. For the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. God makes no mistakes. I can tell you, I know when God called me, I had to come from some of my own ways and my own thinking to God's ways and God's thinking. And a lot of things I planned to do, and a lot of places I planned to go, the Lord never let me go. For God had other ways, and God had other ideas. The Bible says his ways is higher than ours. As the heavens is higher than the earth, so is the Lord's ways higher than ours. God could never be our son unless he was also our shield. As he is in the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 5 verse 24. I'm almost finished. I told you I'm not keeping along tonight. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Let the light rays of the Son of Man, the Son of God, shine in on you tonight. And take this shield of the Lord and walk for the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. No matter what comes or no matter what goes, like them wee eagles. Maybe you're going through a time where God's stirring your nest and know all about it. Many a time we need our nest stirred. We can get comfortable. And the Lord wants to stir our nest. I'll tell you, it's an uncomfortable thing when God stirs the nest, isn't it? You know, everything could be going along just all rosy and all of a sudden things can change overnight. And you can get in the whole flustered out. It's normal. The eagles did it. You know, my father told me a story, and I remember telling it to Lon Bortwick. And I don't know if my Auntie Eileen will remember it or not. But you know, back at the home farm where there used to be the water at the broad field, the pool that was there, and there was always water there. And I remember my dad said that he had this hen, and he hatched out under a wee flock of ducks. Well, you see, there were ducks that weren't hens. So no matter though the hen reared them and they followed the hen, they were still ducks. And they went everywhere with a wee hen. And you know how the wee hen scrapes and plucks them. You know more about the hens, you know, you keep them. But you know how they scrape the ground and everything. And they cluck and everything. And they pick and all, but the ducks don't do that. But he says, you see, these wee ducks followed the hen one day to the water hole. And he said, there the hen was standing and the wee ducks went into the water. And they went right under the water. And he said, the hen was coming up and down the side, going crazy. Her wee children was in the water hole. She never knew of a hen before the water hole. But you see, there weren't hens, there were ducks. Let me tell you tonight, you're not a chicken, you're an eagle. You're not a chicken, you're an eagle. And God's called you to fly in the heavenlies. And God's called you to stand upon the rock. And God hasn't called you to sit amongst thorns and robin hides and other sorts of hides. But God's separating you. And God's calling you. And God wants you to know you're an eagle. And he wants you to start spreading your wings. And he wants you to get on the rock. And remember, the rock's where the water is. And remember, the rock's where the bread is. And remember, there's honey in the rock. And there's nothing like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, for he tastes like honey in the rock. And you remember what Brother Brown said about the limestone rock and the honey. He said the shepherd always keeps honey in his bag. And when the sheep are sick, he spreads a little honey on the limestone rock. And the sick sheep get the licking on the honey. And while they're licking on the honey, they get some of the limestone. And I tell you, if we begin to lick on the honey spiritually tonight, and we get some of that limestone rock, Christ Jesus, and it'll strengthen you, it'll heal you, it'll put backbone in you, and strengthen you. When you lean upon the Lord. And I'm closing tonight. And I know I haven't spoke very long tonight. But I want us to come and worship the Lord tonight. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. That shadows a dry thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love. And he covers me there with his hand. I'm telling you, there's nothing going wrong tonight. No matter what's took place, God's in control. And God wants you to come onto the rock. And I'll tell you, the rock will stand. Do you know the story about the three wee wolves? Three wee pigs filled their houses out of straw. And when the wolf come and he blew on the straw, it was gone and the wee boys were eat. The other wee pigs thought they were a bit smarter. They built theirs with sticks. But the sticks were no good either. Big bad wolf blew their door down and they ate them too. But the third wee set of pigs, they built their house on the rock. They built it out of bricks and mortar. And when the big bad wolf came, they laughed at him. And he huffed and he puffed to blow the house down. But he couldn't move it because it was built upon the rock. The Bible says we're to build upon the firm foundation, the rock Christ Jesus. Amen. And Paul the Apostle said there's no other foundation can be laid than that which has been laid, the rock Christ Jesus. When you're on the rock, you can't be moved. Nobody can move you when you're on the rock. But when you get off the rock, my, don't leave the rock. Those wee eagles, you know, they thought it was uncomfortable when Mother took the wool out. Oh, it's like when you leave home, you know, the first time. And you use your mama. Some of us have used your mama far more than others. My big fella thinks he doesn't need his ma, but as soon as he comes home, it's mommy, mommy. Mommy, is this done? Mommy, is that done? Well, he needs mommy, all right. But you see, we're like that with the Lord. Maybe we think we don't need the Lord, but go a wee while without him to see what happens. Oh, you'll need him, all right. You need the Lord. And we should call upon him. And I'm leaving you Scott's phone number as I close the night. 5015. Do you know it, brother? Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and I shall deliver thee. I tell you, the Holy Spirit spoke that to me coming out the night. And he said to me, it's never failed. And I said, no, Lord, it's never failed. The death's door, it's never failed. And the biggest battle, it's never failed. When you call upon the Lord. And I tell you, when you're on the rock, you're in a place you can call. Let's come and pray tonight. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. If you would want prayer tonight, just lift your hand up to the Lord. I'm going to pray. I know there's not many of us here tonight, but the Lord bless those that's here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rock Christ Jesus tonight. We thank you that the rays of death have been the verdict, vanquished away by the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For swallowed up at Calvary. We thank you for the cross tonight. We thank you for this rock. Lord, hide us in the cleft of the rock. Help us to use our shield. May we brighten it so bright that the light will blind the enemy. In Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray sincerely this evening for every hand that's raised. Father, I bring each one before you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you'll meet their needs, and I pray you'll answer their prayers. Father, guide that young man, I pray. Set your hand mightily upon him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, move on that young woman, I pray. Set thy spirit upon her mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for others here that need your touch tonight, may they know the Master's touch this evening. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we love you this evening. We thank you for the great price was paid for our salvation. And we do earnestly give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Lord, as the song leader comes, bless him. Bless him, Lord, for his faithfulness. Bless the musicians. Bless each one here tonight. Bless every wee boy. Bless every wee girl. Bless the older to the younger. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. May you touch everyone that's in this building tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it for your glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. The brothers come. Let's just take a wee bit and worship. Praise God. The Lord bless you.